lash points. Oil went negative this week. Expect more fissures in the markets and economy. Page 1, what else could go wrong? Page 21, how a second virus wave would darken the outlook. Page 17, local and state budgets under pressure. Page 12, more pain ahead for U.S. energy. And page 14, plus 5 stocks. Picks from the new food economy. Wow, there was some positive news there. Let's see. Big money poll, have hope. Based on Barron's latest survey of professional investors, 52% now think stocks are undervalued compared with just 3% 6 months ago. And 83% of poll respondents are bullish about the market's performance in 2021. All right, let's see.
Like these guys?
Cabot Wealth Network? What's that about?
It's a financial advisor firm.
Nice.
I got it from there.
Nice.
And they tell you good stuff.
What kind of stuff?
And they have, webcasts and
webinars. They have newsletters. They teach you about topics that are interesting to know, like growth stocks, dividend stocks, emerging markets, ETFs, options trading, small cap stocks, stock market, and value investing. Woohoo! Alright, so what is that? CapWealthNetwork.com. Alright, let's see. First two pages here, we're on page 5. Stocks have rallied, but history warns against complacency. Alright, so that's just a heads up that while negative oil prices owed the exchange of traded instruments, fundamentals are dismal. An oversupply of crude has depressed prices below levels at which U.S. producers can survive. All right, they do say if you're not doing oil, to trade gold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's just like a note. The price of crude oil. So wow, it seems like they have like 3 pages talking about oil. Here we go. We need to spend what it takes to win the war. Oh, that's this Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Fun. Let's see. The numbers. $1 trillion. Amount of money deposited into banks in the first quarter, half going to the top four. 45% digital loans from the first $350 billion small business program for $1 million or more. Wow. Okay. Not even half. That's great. 16.4% percentage of the Wyoming economy exposed to the energy business versus 1% of the U.S. as a whole. Wow. Go Wyoming. 25% percentage of Americans who think they could lose their job in the next year, up from April 2019, that's 8%. A quarter of the U.S. thinks they're going to lose a job. Do you think they're right?
That they're going to lose the job?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to lose the job?
Just employees.
Of course.
Americans.
Yeah.
What do you think they should do? Probably find another job.
Well, for sure, but es un stage que it's just gonna be like that. Like, yo pienso que todo el mundo va a perder trabajos por esos, vamos a decir, esos meses hasta que las cosas vayan arreglándose later on.
Yep.
And then I'm sure then they will open up more positions later on.
Yeah.
So like open up again, you know.
But for the meantime, what do you suggest for someone who just lost their job?
Find something else to do.
Exactly. I think they should just switch around, look at other industries, see what else they're looking for.
I mean, it's like all the industry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's other una más mala que otra.
Right. So other industries may have been affected, but I mean, I'm sure there's something you could do in another industry that you didn't think of. Or maybe something that you can get trained in that you think that, you know, might be useful for you in the future. So maybe it's like starting out with training. See how it goes. I don't think that's a bad idea.
They can do that, but if that training is not going to make them money, they need something cheaper. looking for something that can make them money right now.
Okay.
Right? As soon as they lose their job.
Right. That sounds like, what's his face, who just lost his job and he worked at the supermarket, and now he's trying to find another one. But he was undocumented, which is a little different. But even so, he can still find another job at another supermarket. So it's like, it's almost, you have to keep your options open. Or he'd have to walk a little bit further to get to the second supermarket, because I hear he doesn't even work close to his home. He has to walk. It's a hike to get to that supermarket. So now he would really have to wake up early in the morning to get to the second one. But that's okay. I don't think Hispanics or African Americans are allergic to work. It's more like we have to learn how to invest and make sure that we're putting all the hard-earning cash into an account that we care about. You know, we care about our future, and we need to do something about that. We can't just say we care about our future and let's go get a job and then not invest. All right, let's see. Restaurants' stocks may entice, but investors should not bite. Oh, look at that. Domino's Pizza. I was asking about Domino's Pizza. There's a few companies here. It says quick service. Domino's Pizza's recent price was $369.64. Interesting. So, did it go up recently? That sounds kind of high.
Pizza?
Domino's Pizza?
The thing, yeah, because they've been doing a lot of home. People are
because of the delivery service.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
People are not getting out of the house.
And then something I just realized, McDonald's has it's a quick service, but it's at 182 and 4 cents.
What are those that you're reading?
I'm reading the stocks.
¿A cómo están?
Yeah.
¿Qué dice arriba? Like, good to buy, good to close?
No, it just says stocks on the menu in case your restaurant stocks investor. Mm-hmm. And then it goes down to casual dining, cheesecake, Texas Roadhouse, specialty, fast casual, Chipotle. Chipotle is high. Whoa! 867. My goodness.
Hey, what is 867?
That's the stock price.
Hey,
Shake Shack.
Yeah.
$48.75.
And Domino's way higher.
And Starbucks. And Wingstop. You know what? There's a Wingstop by the Cheesecake Factory. I never would have thought that they would be competitors. Look at that. How different. The difference in that is huge. Stock price for Wingstop is $109 and Cheesecake Factory is $18.30. What's this? These are packaged food stocks. Campbell's Soup. I cannot believe Campbell's Soup is still out there and alive.
Anything? Whatever.
Campbell's Soup. Canogara Brands. I'm not sure what that is. General Mills, Kellogg, and Kraft Heinz. Wow. And Campbell's Soup being the highest, which I really didn't think it would be the highest.
Sopas. People go for sopas. People love to buy sopas.
No, it's true. People do. But, I mean, maybe now because of a pandemic, you mean? All right. That concludes today. Our mini 10-minute Barron's review of the first 20 pages. So thanks, guys, for joining us. See you later. Want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye.